Welcome back to 32 Fans. I'm Alex Chester. With me, as always, is Wheels Wienerker. Wheels, how does it feel to have gone like 5 days without hearing my voice?
I didn't even realize. I hear it in my nightmares every night. So.
Yeah, I should tell my wife we should start a podcast together. Then she can have breaks for me. But so week one, how was your week one experience as a football fan?
It was great. I mean, it's weird because we discussed this so many times last year, but your appreciation for this, for like an individual week, is like, well, if the Vikings won, then I had a good week, and if the Vikings lost, I didn't. But the Jets aren't in the NFL this year for all intents and purposes, right? So it didn't affect me that they were losing. It was the least I'd ever watched of a pre-Week 17 Jet game in my life. There wasn't a great week of football, but it was great having football back. It was actually a really bad week of football in terms of close games.
Yeah, not a good week.
Not a great week.
And the other problem is, you know, so we're recording this podcast on Mondays this year, I think, for scheduling purposes. So, you know, my team hasn't played yet, so obviously the week isn't complete to me. You know, we've had a lot of people ask us, can we discuss the 32 Fans Fantasy League on the podcast? And, you know, we'll mention it. We'll give updates. But the problem is, obviously, week one, hard to give an update when four teams still have to play, especially this week with the double Monday nighter.
Yeah.
So, you know, but it was a big week one for anybody who had the Chiefs, obviously, because of a Thursday night's game. We haven't talked since then, right? What do you think of that Kansas City New England game?
I mean, listen, I had the Chiefs winning, making the playoffs, and I think, did I have them winning a playoff game? I think I might have. I don't remember. But I had them as the fifth seed in the playoffs, so it's not like I was so down on the Chiefs. I'm not pretending like I thought I'd win this game, although I did pick them to cover. It's just a blip. They were a little better than, you know, what they will be, and the Patriots will be fine.
So last night I was traveling around Teaneck, New Jersey for the Cowboys Giants game. I watched the first half with one friend of mine, not a listener, and then the second half with some other friends of mine, at least two of whom I think are listeners. And so I asked the question at my second stop: is there a single team that impressed you in week one? Like, okay, there was teams that had good games, but is there a single team?
The Packers were pretty impressive.
But is there a single team who, at the end of week one, you thought, like, wow, this team looks like they should win the Super Bowl?
The Packers, who were my Super Bowl champion pick, looked really good. The Raiders looked very good.
The offense did not look very good.
Yeah, but they were playing the Seahawks.
It took Rodgers a long time to get going.
That's fine. I mean, you know, recently it's taken him longer and longer to get going. And the problem is his line has to get a little better because he got rolled up on like four different times in that game.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, now, obviously, they won't face Seattle's defense every week. But, yeah, because that was my big takeaway. You know, there were teams that had good games. Obviously, you know, Baltimore was much better than expected. I blame you for deflating my opinion of Baltimore because you were so down in the middle in the preseason. You know, the Rams obviously looked really good, but they were playing it looks like a junior varsity team. Uh-huh. But there was no team that I thought you know, obviously the Cowboys looked really good in the Sunday night game, but there was no team I thought that looked like, you know, like a team that can win the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
no,
it's week one. It's only week one. It's not a crazy thing. Yeah. I mean, I thought the Raiders looked great. I mean, obviously the Chiefs looked great.
Yeah, that was a big win. You know, I've been low on Tennessee, so winning in Tennessee isn't very impressive to me. But but they did it pretty well. I don't understand, and this is a complaint my dad always has. I think he had it on the podcast. Like, why is the Raiders' backup kicker nailing every 52-yard field goal he takes?
And the Vikings can never.
And this guy's 27 years old and had never made the league. Like, I don't understand how that happens.
It doesn't make any sense. And then he quoted Aristotle after the game, so he probably got bullied in the locker room.
Yeah, he seems like a real, real. I don't know if you saw his little victory speech. He started by saying, gentlemen. So, yeah, he doesn't seem like a classic football player. All right, so why don't we want to go through the week two games?
Yeah, wait, but I've got a quick game for you, okay? Every week we're going to play a game.
Okay.
So
speaking of games, I spent like 4 hours this morning devising the questions and the rules for your upcoming Seinfeld podcast trivia game.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate it.
So I'm very excited for that.
Are you mad that I'm not letting host it?
It depends who you get. If you get somebody good, I'm not. If you don't get somebody good, I'll be annoyed.
Well, the guy who said he'd do it has not responded today. So it might be someone less good than the one I wanted. So we'll see.
I mean, there's a certain threshold after which, yes, I'll definitely be insulted. But we'll see who you go with.
I mean, you were just on twice. I don't think we need to go back to the Chester well so quickly.
Twice? No, just once. On the Seinfeld podcast?
Yeah, you've been on twice.
Oh, I've been on twice total. Oh, yeah. Once recently.
All right. So here's the game. I can guarantee you I did not cheat. I thought of the game, but you'll see, not the exact year. And I'm probably setting myself up for a slaughter. This week's game, I did six fantasy drafts last week, right? I'm in six fantasy football leagues. You're in three, right?
Like straight traditional fantasy, yeah.
Oh, what's your?
But third? I have like what 15. I have like 15 pools going on.
And then we're involved. I'll say in pools, so we have a lot of we have a lot of balls in the air. But what we
There's so many balls. I don't know what's going on. Like I can't root for anything on Sunday anymore except for the Vikings.
I tell you what I do, and this is advice for you and all our listeners: root for the team you root for, and like the teams you don't like. You know, like root for the Vikings, and then root for the Packers and the Bears and the Lions to lose.
Yeah.
What I do is, and this year, even though the Jets are irrelevant, I'm still doing this. Do not check your fantasy scores till Sunday night.
Oh.
Right.
Never check during the 1 o'clock games. It's impossible.
Never check. Don't even look.
I check at the end. I check at 4 o'clock. I check at 4 o'clock.
Take a peek. But it's so refreshing not to, especially if you have multiple teams and like you're literally rooting for and against guys and for and against teams. Just ignore it.
Yeah, like every team in
the
league.
And then at the end of the day, it's fun. It's like, ooh, and then Monday night, it's fun to track. Monday, I mean, it's a nightmare. Monday, yeah. But like, it's fun to have like, you know, one like wide receiver three going and needing 7 points out of them and like the team.
Well, okay, so you know, in our league of leagues, we're doing where everybody plays everybody, which is obviously the most equitable way to do it in a head-to-head league. And I propose that in my long-lasting fantasy football league, which is usually, you know, pretty, you know, progressive and smart thinking about these kinds of things. And I got a lot of pushback and I was surprised. And one of the arguments was, well, I like to root for specifically my guys and the guys I'm playing, you know, every week. To which I said, like, so Sunday at 1 p.m., you're following, like, eight random guys on the other team? That's idiotic. The only time I do that is in the Sunday night and Monday night games. And in that situation, it's better when you're playing everybody because otherwise your matchup might be finished already. But this way, you're guaranteed to have a rooting interest in, you know, every fourth quarter touchdown.
Yeah.
So when you play everybody plays everybody, you got to watch the whole Monday night game because, you know, somebody's scoring points and it's affecting you. So. All right. So what's your game, though, this week?
Okay, the game is we're going to, since now there's no more fantasy drafts, and I miss them, so what we're going to do is a fantasy draft from a random year that I'm going to have you select now, and we're going to select a quarterback, two running backs, a wide receiver, a tight end, a kicker, and a defense, quickly. We'll do a bang, bang, bang draft, okay? And then
explain this to me. We're doing a draft of, like, 2007?
No, from the 90s. You're going to pick a year in the 90s, right now.
Yes. The 90s.
So pick between 1990 and 97.
Oh, well, I'm obviously going to pick 1998.
No, well, I said between 90 and 97. 98's too easy.
Oh, okay.
Pick somewhere in the middle there.
What's the goal here? To catch the best players or what? Team.
We are retroactively picking fantasy players, and then we'll count the points afterwards.
Oh, okay. So I can't pick 98 because that would
be
only like...
You know what would
be
a funny idea also? Like, maybe we could do this another week. Yeah. Like, have... it would be dumb with I was thinking one of our wives, but I think one of our wives, like someone who doesn't follow sports really, but like maybe watches the Super Bowls, like quiz them on who won each Super Bowl. Like you get to bet on the Super Bowls that already happened. Anyway, yeah, so we're going to pick.
It'd be like 50-50.
Yeah.
That won't be that fun.
Okay, so we'll do Snake. You get to pick first or next two. It's a quarterback, two running backs. You count your, how about you track your team? I'll track mine. A quarterback, two running backs, two wide receivers. A tight end, a defense, and a kicker.
Well, okay. And then we're going to go see who scored more points. That's the point of this game?
Yeah, we'll let you know who won in the Facebook group because we're not going to count them now. We each have eight players on a team. How about 1994? You could pick a different year if you want.
I don't care. 1994,
we're going to pick players who like didn't play in the league in 94. At least I will.
Yeah, 94. I got to think about this for a second.
I think 90 is really hard.
94. Well, 94 was the year. All right, 94 was the year that the 49ers won the Super Bowl. And, you know, San Diego lost. You know, the monkey off the back. All right, okay.
And I promise, so San Francisco was good that year. I thought about this game a week ago and did not do any research for it.
I'm trying to think. 94, I believe, and I could be wrong, but in my head, that's the year that the Vikings, and we discussed this on the Bears podcast. The Vikings hosted the Bears in the first round of the playoffs and lost Steve Walsh, who's from Minnesota, from St. Paul, was the quarterback for the Bears, and they beat us like 35-18. The only playoff game I've ever been to. We lost to Steve Walsh at home, 35-18, I think. No, Gannon was gone. This was 94 was Warren Moon.
All right, do you want first pick or next two? And yeah, the Niners won. It was the year the Niners beat the Cowboys in the – wait, actually the Niners, I think, beat the Packers in the conference championship game that year, if I remember correctly.
Well, the Packers good already that early in 94?
Well, Favre was the MVP that year, right?
Not in 94. Oh, no, he was MVP 95, 96, 97.
I mean, he's still good. It's the year before his MVP. Yeah, I have no score 38-21 in my head, so maybe the Niners beat the Cowboys 38-21, but I also seem to remember, like, maybe the Cowboys not making the conference championship game for the, you know, the only time they hit.
Well, this, I would have thought this was one of the years, because I know there was a lot of years in the mid-90s where all four playoff teams came from the Vikings division, from the NFC Central, which means nobody else was making it other than, well, I guess the Cowboys and the 49ers would have made it, so... But, yeah. All right. Okay. So, I don't know. I don't care. Pick it out of a hat.
You just decide.
I'm flipping a coin. Call it heads or tails. You didn't call it. I'm Googling flip coin because I don't actually have a coin. All right. I flipped it. It's heads. All right. So, you want the first pick or the next two?
I'll go with the first pick.
Okay. So, who are you taking in our 1994 retroactive fantasy?
I think it's a fun idea. I'm going to go with Barry Sanders.
Oh, okay, yeah. Barry Sanders probably the smart pick. I'm going to take Steve Young because
he got some rushing.
That was his best year, I assume. Wait, hold on. Wait, is this just one quarterback or two quarterbacks?
We still have to get to every game.
Oh, okay.
All right, you get two picks, though.
Okay, so then if you're taking Steve, all right. So if you're taking Barry Sanders, I'm taking Emmitt Smith, obviously. I'll take Emmitt and I'll take Jerry Rice. This is when I think everybody got like 120 catches a year, like Herman Moore and Chris Carter.
I was thinking about Herman Moore. This may have been the Herman Moore year. It might have been 95. I'm going to go with Natron Means because they made the Super Bowl. I feel like this was his good year. But he might not have actually done anything.
Natron Means in the second round. Yeah. Wow.
Okay. And I will go with Herman Moore. Since I could wait for a quarterback.
Okay. So, yeah. Well, wait. Well, we both can wait for quarterbacks.
No, you picked Steve Young. So
there's only one quarterback. Young, so. No, I didn't. I took Jerry Rice and Emmitt Smith.
Okay, fine. I would have taken. Okay, fine.
Yeah, I thought we were. I'm so used to the quarterback. Like, yeah, there's no reason to take it. All right. So who else? Wait, I need another receiver. So I'll take Chris Carter.
Chris Carter. Well, he does catch touchdowns.
And you get another pick. Yeah. So I have two receivers. I have a running back. Oh, Ben Winter-Coates. Wasn't this when Ben Coates was really good for the Patriots?
Ben Coates' first good year or something. Yeah, there aren't a lot of great tight end options, right? I'm going to go with Michael Irvin as my second receiver. Might not have had a great year.
Yeah, he's one of those very overrated Cowboys.
And then a tight end. I guess I don't really need to pick a tight end now. I'm going to go 49. I'm going to take 49ers
kickers
defense.
Also?
Yeah, defense and kicker. 49ers defense.
Oh, man. Hey, hold on. Now I'm writing down the teams because
I wrote down my team.
That there's so many
I have my team. Just write down yours and I'll email you. Mine.
Okay. Well, no, because I need to know who's
Yeah, I think people are going to like this even more than the roster game. This is going to be legendary.
Yeah. Quarterback, running back, running back, wide receiver. What else am I starting here? Tight end, kicker, defense. That's it. Okay, so you took the 49ers defense. You took Natron Means and Barry Sanders. And Herman Moore, you said, right? All right. Okay, so I need a running back and a kicker and a defense on my team. I'm trying to think of running backs. 94. So you took Barry Sanders, obviously. You stole him from me. Was Marshall Faulk in the league yet in 94?
He was on
Too
the
early?
Colt. Was it his rookie year on the Colts? I'm not sure. I wouldn't take him. Just because
well,
this
would have been
one,
on the Colts,
one of us is
going to
pick a guy who like wasn't in the league yet, and it's going to be a disaster. No, 95 was his rookie year, I think, with Harbaugh.
So Faulk, okay, so you can't – all right, yeah, so you can't take him then, obviously. I can't think of another running back. I mean, who was – Thurman Thomas, I guess. Was he still playing for the Bills at that point? You know who I'm going to take? The Vikings had Terry Allen, I remember, before he went to Washington, before we got Robert Smith. I'm going to take Terry Allen. That's two Vikings on my team.
Yeah.
Oh, and I got to take another pick. So it's a kicker or defense. All right, I'll take Steve Young because I need a quarterback.
Okay, so you're taking Steve Young – 94 quarterback. This is tough. I'm going to take Drew Bledsoe.
Drew Bledsoe? Okay.
Right? Wasn't his
I would imagine he led the league in like yards and attempts, if I had to guess.
Incompletions. Probably didn't throw that many touchdowns. Second year. He was awful his first year, but I think he improved. And then tight end. You took Ben Coates. It wasn't a great era for tight ends, right? So I'm going to have to take one of like, oh, no, it's Shannon Sharp probably was very young. By the way, Sterling Sharp might have been a really good pick in this draft.
Oh yeah, Sterling Sharp was probably good.
No,
Shannon Sharp was good back then.
I'm gonna go with.
He's probably better than Ben Coates.
Yeah, I'm thinking between like Novacek and Brent, you know, like the good teams' tight ends though. Yeah. By the way, 94. I should have picked Marino over Bledsoe. What a bonehead move.
Marino,
I was at the fake spike game in 94 that Marino threw against the Jets, so I know he had at least four touchdowns.
That was in 94? Yeah. I remember that. Wow.
Yeah, it was most certainly, it was my end zone. I took Josh Quinn to that game.
Okay, let's wrap this up because this is riveting listening, I can imagine.
I'm going to take Jay Novacek, and then my kicker, I'll take, is it my pick? No, I go last. You have two, and then I go last, right?
Wait, hold on. You only have one receiver, Herman Moore, right?
No, I picked Irvin.
Oh, you took Michael Irvin. That's right. Okay. So, all right. So you need a kicker. I need a kicker and a defense. Yeah. All right. So I'll take – do I need to know the name of the 49ers kicker?
Yeah. Well, it was Mike Kofor in the late 80s. I'm trying to think who took over for Kofor. I'm blanking on his name.
I have no idea.
Who was the Cowboys kicker? Was it like Chris Boniel? No.
Chris Boniel. That sounds right. All right. I'm taking Chris Boniel.
He might have been the Cardinals kicker, but yeah.
Oh, that could be really bad.
And I'm going to take Morton Anderson.
That's always safe. You take one of the Andersons, they're definitely in the
I don't love my QB pick. I should have picked Marino.
Who's your QB? I need a defense also. Was Deion Sanders? Oh, he was on the 49ers that year, not the Cowboys. Who else had a good defense? Pittsburgh probably had a good defense, right?
The Chargers made the Super Bowl. Their defense was probably
Carnell Lake and LeVon Kirkland, all those guys, right? All right, I'll take the Pittsburgh defense.
Okay. This was fun.
Oh, do I have to add this up right now?
No, you'll do it after the podcast. We'll post it in the 32 Fans Facebook group. Feel free to join the group.
Well, hold on. I can do it in a second. Okay, Akiva, we're back. Fantasy defense, okay. I don't know how it's possible to get that in 1994.
Okay,
to get that information. Unless I'm manually adding it up. All right, so we're cutting the defenses. And without the defenses, it's a route.
Wait, hold on. I found a website.
Would you like to guess who won?
Fantasy Playmakers.
Oh, okay.
Submit team defense. Oh, it's 95 to present. Okay, sorry.
Oh, just missed it. All right.
Your smug, like arrogant, won? Disgusting, condescending tone implies that you won.
Yeah, 1,523 to 1,244. I beat you by almost 300 points. So yeah. Steve Young outscored Drew Bledsoe by 120-something. Emmitt Smith outscored Barry Sanders by about 50 because of the touchdowns. Then you made up – Natron Means outscored Terry Allen by about 70. So you caught up there. Then Jerry Rice blows everybody else out of the water. Jerry Rice has 249. Mm-hmm. All the other receivers have in the 160s, 170s area. Oh, and then I gained 100 points at Ben Coates also. Ben Coates was probably actually the best pick. Ben Coates and Jerry Rice were the two best picks in this draft. Yeah, you beat me at kicker. Morton Anderson beat Chris Boniel by 2. So congrats on that.
I think it was fun.
All right, so this was Akiva's brilliant game, which we will not edit
on.
Maybe
not great listening, but I think it was a fun thing to do. But I got 17 of these bad boys. If you have one, not like this, but if you have a similar game that we could play for 5-10 minutes at the start of any podcast, let us know in the Facebook group or email us. All right, let's get to some quick picks for this week. And also, you and I need to make our four best bets for the pool that we're in that we will be eliminated from if we don't go 2-2 this week. It's a double elimination pool.
We're already eliminated.
Yes. Oh, I'm glad that you're the person literally scoring.
I don't know. I thought we were eliminated week one.
Yeah, it's a double. Yeah, well, it's on the sheet.
You never told me that.
It's been on the sheet since freaking December that it's a double.
I don't think it is. All right. Anyways, okay. So that's good to know. Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, here's the irony. I went 8-5 against the spread yesterday, but yet in my best bets I went what? Oh, did we go 0-4? Or did we go 1-3?
1-3.
Yeah.
1-3.
So which just shows I don't know what the hell I was doing because the games I thought I was most confident.
But we would have lost anyway. But you really like we were on the same page on 3 of the 4 picks. But you really hoodwinked me into Philly over Washington, which you know I didn't.
So okay, so we went 1-2. So what's the other one you were going to get? That was a dynamite winner.
Well, I mean KC over New England. That was one of my 7. So I'm not sure if I would have picked that. That's hindsight saying that.
Yeah, it was one of my 7 also. And the Rams is the only one we got right. I think right. Yeah. All right. Okay. So let's jump to this week, to week 2. Yeah, and we're both, by the way, we're tied. We're both 8-5 in picking winners and losers straight up. So we have a disagreement on the Vikings-Saints game. So if the Saints win this week, you beat me in week 1. And if the Vikings win, I beat you in week 1. in terms of our winners and losers picks. All right, so week two, we're starting with a Thursday nighter. Houston going to Cincinnati, two teams who looked really bad at home in week one. This is a game that, you know, a week ago looked like a game between two playoff teams in the AFC. It now looks like just a joke, an ugly, terrible game. Who's going to win that division, though, right, in the AFC South?
I mean, Houston's going to win.
Because Indy might be the worst team. Indy might be the worst team in the league. Tennessee lost at home. Houston lost at home. And Jacksonville,
Houston
nobody
lost
believes
at home
Jacksonville.
With a guy who shouldn't be in the NFL who moves the way, like, you are more mobile than him.
By the way, can we talk about this for a second? We need to talk about it. So I've always thought Bill O'Brien's a bad coach. You've always liked him. There is no bigger indictment of Bill O'Brien than the fact that he benches his starting quarterback one half into the season.
By the way, so our takes could be fresh, but you need to make that take like Sunday at 2 o'clock for it to be fresh because everyone was saying it yesterday.
Well, I did.
I know, but now it's
Well, I did, but I'm repeating it now. It's just – no, but it's so stupid. Like, you've seen, what, thousands of snaps in the preseason, in OTAs, in training camp, hundreds of passes thrown by both Deshaun Watson and Tom Savage. If you have concluded based on all of that that Savage is better, and I don't know how you would conclude that, but if that is your conclusion, how do you abandon it after 25 plays?
I mean, but Watson ended up –
yes, he's completely immobile.
And now he's really hurt, and probably Savage plays again, which is, like, really embarrassing.
I mean, the bigger story to me is that Dwayne Brown, who's being held out, they desperately need him back, obviously, on the offensive line. But, I mean, look, I'm a Twins fan. Until we got our new regime this year, this was a problem with the Twins all the time. They would, like, you know, they come in with their starting lineup April 1st, and then the next day, the guy who's batting third is batting ninth, and, like, two pitchers are sent to the minors. And it's, like, small sample
small
size.
Market.
Come on.
That's, like, so, I mean, yeah, there's no real small market in the NFL other than, like, the Chargers, maybe, but, like, that, you know, if you do this in New York, it's 100 times worse. Like, the pressure's on you from day one.
I don't understand. You can't bench your quarterback. And I'm not defending Savage. Savage never should have played. Watson should have played. But if you think Savage is better than Watson, based on what you've seen, and obviously Bill O'Brien knows his personnel way better than we do.
The problem is that if you start with the rookie, it's very hard to switch back to Savage if Watson is horrible. That's, I think, why there is some logic to starting with Savage. See what you have, and then you can always switch.
But you can't abandon him that quickly, though, because it's effectively starting with Savage is the same as starting with Savage halfway into game one. Either way, it's the same issue.
The problem is bring a rookie into the middle of a game is tough for the rookie. Isn't really fair to the rookie. But Houston's going to run away with the division. Let's not overreact too much to week one.
But hold on, they're going to run away with the division by going 8-8, 9-7. Because
Jacksonville might be in the race. Who knows? Just if it's that low, they already have one win.
So you're totally done on Tennessee,
in other words. I'm not done on Tennessee. I just think Houston's
going to... Well, then how's Houston running away with the division when they're going to start 0-2? Houston, or do you have them
Houston's
beating Cincinnati
like
then Thursday?
Houston's a good team.
11-5?
That's what I had them...
They got murdered at home by Jacksonville.
Fine. Yeah, with Tom Savage starting. Guess what? He's not starting anymore.
Tom Savage started last year. They went to the playoffs.
He started like two games for them, right? Osweiler played most of
them. I mean, he was the starter down the stretch. He was their best starter. He was better than Brock Osweiler.
I mean, I think Watt's only going to get better as the season goes on, too. Watt was pretty useless yesterday. Remember, a healthy Watt's the best player in the NFL, so.
Yeah, but we thought he might never be. All right, so Houston at Cincinnati. It sounds like you're taking Houston in this game, right?
Yeah, I mean, Cincy, it's a nightmare. Right now, Cincy has to be really scared.
Yeah, so I'm going to take Cincy. I've always been a Bobo for Cincy, and you've always hated them. I'm going to stick around one more week to see if I'm wrong. Last year, I was obviously wrong. That game was incomprehensible. I mean, Andy Dalton just had the worst game of his life, and that's saying something because we've seen him in the playoffs. But everything about that game was bad. They had no running game. You know, they have three running backs on the team. They couldn't run the ball.
They have depth at receiver. They have a good tight end. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, they did lose the left tackle, who was like a top two or three left tackle. So that obviously can set you back. But, I'd be nervous.
But not as far back as they were. I mean, again, the Ravens you thought were the bottom five team. Yeah,
Marvin Lewis would have been out of there.
Well, Marvin Lewis should have been fired a decade ago. So, yeah. All right. So I'm going to take Cincinnati here, one last chance. But the loser of this game is in a hell of a lot of trouble. Except I guess Houston, maybe not, because their division's so bad. All right, Cleveland at Baltimore. So we just spoke about Baltimore. Are you reversing yourself on Baltimore?
No.
Or you still?
I mean, maybe they're a tiny bit better than I thought, but I don't think they're good.
So that's all Cincinnati suck. Yeah. It's not Baltimore.
That's
good.
Week one. Sometimes there's wonky week one things. We talk about that. Too much like Bill Simmons.
I mean, look, I had Baltimore going 9-7 this year, so I don't have to change too much. But you thought that they were going to be like a 4-12 team, so.
Yeah, and you beat me in the lines this week, pretty badly, but really because of two lines.
Yeah.
I was
well, that's
on the Jets line and on the Seahawks Niners line.
The Jets line.
I was way off. I was like 5-6 points off.
No, you were 2.5 points off. Not so
really. And the Seahawks, I was pretty. I think I was far off too.
The Seahawks line is you were 5 points off on that one. Yeah, you overreacted to their loss against Packers. All right, so Baltimore hosting Cleveland. Cleveland, by the way, very respectable showing against Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Miles Garrett out. Although DeShone Kizer looked like he might be passable.
I mean, if you play like that in week one against a league average defense, I think it's a good sign.
Yeah, I mean, this spread is way too big. People are really hyped on Baltimore after week one. It's 8.5. Yeah. So I'm going to take the points, but Baltimore's going to win. Yeah, Baltimore's going to win. All right, okay, so no disagreement there. Buffalo at Carolina, the only game in which you, me, Bill, Sell, everybody had the exact same spread. We all guessed 7. It's actually 7.5.
They beat the Jets by 9 at home. I mean, the Jets weren't even trying.
For Buffalo, you're saying?
They were able to run.
And Carolina,
Jets,
you know.
Barnwell said, like, according to some metric, the Jets last year were one of the best run defenses in the history of the league. And, yeah, they did trade Sheldon Richardson, but, like, they also replaced him with Coney Ealy, who played well. They were able to run. McCoy is like really a wonder. Like, he gets better. But they have no receivers.
Buffalo.
Like, Jordan Matthews is the number three. Like, they have no receivers, that team.
Yeah. But they don't want receivers. They were giving them away in the preseason.
I mean, Tyra Taylor is the most underrated guy in the league, without question.
Yeah. I mean, it's just weird how they disrespect him so much when he does what he does with nothing.
It's like Cousins, but you know, like, he just doesn't get paid. Like, Cousins gets paid and gets disrespected. Tyra doesn't even get paid.
Well, Cousins also has, like, tons of receivers to throw to.
Yeah. He has an all-pro tight end. Cousins does this year without McElroy.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Carolina. Carolina won by 20, but their defense was good. Their offense was not very impressive against San Francisco.
Barnwell was posting pictures of Cam missing wide open receivers left and right. It's a problem. Like, you have to keep these drives going against good teams, and I don't know if the Panthers could do it, but this is not a good team. I think it's going to be a very low
score, test for them,
by
yet.
The way. 16-13.
Yeah. Well, the low scores was the story of week one.
Low scores and blowouts. Low scores and blowouts. The best type of football.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So Carolina, we both have them winning. No disagreement there. All right. Arizona at Indy. There's nothing to say about Indy. I don't want to talk about them. They're an embarrassment to football. Everybody in all our various leagues, like in the 32 fans fantasy leagues, who took them like 9th or 10th overall, like what were you doing? With Andrew Luck, that's a bad pick. Without Andrew Luck, they're competing with the Jets.
Yeah, they make me nervous. Like, if Luck doesn't, and I said, the longer Luck doesn't come back, the less likely it is that he comes back. Because why would he come back for an 0-11 team? And I mean, they're frightening right now as the team rooting for the one seed.
Yeah. Meanwhile, on the other side,
Scott
David Johnson's out.
By the way, Scott Arizona would make the Jets, and the Jets.
I don't understand why Jacoby Brissett. Like, they just traded for him. I understand that, and I mean, it's like Bradford on the Vikings last year, but like. Why are you playing Tolzien? You have no chance to win a football game.
Brissett was like looking at his wrist for the play, so that's like a high school quarterback thing. So
Colin Kaepernick can't even sign a contract with
the
team.
But like, it was like, oh my god, this guy is like.
But Indy's not trying to lose. No. Indy's not trying to lose, right? So what are they doing?
Who's going to get fired in week 7 if they play like this?
Yeah. I mean, Pagano should like have gone out and like signed Colin Kaepernick himself.
Yeah.
Because they need something. I mean, not that he's going to win them a lot of games because their team has just got awful.
Won a game last time, right, or two games.
With the Pats?
How many games did he win? He played 3 of the first
just
four.
One.
Right?
Just
he
one.
Only won one?
Yeah, because he got injured also, remember? And then Garoppolo came back.
I thought Garoppolo got... Okay, fine. Yeah.
They were all getting injured.
Yeah.
All right, so... But Arizona, meanwhile, David Johnson could be out for up to 12 weeks.
Yeah, which is bad for fantasy. I mean, obviously for
bad
real
for fantasy.
Too.
Real life doesn't matter as much because Arizona... Arizona and Detroit are actually similar teams,
Actually, just in the last 2 minutes, people thought they were going to sign Chris Johnson, but they picked the guy off the Patriots practice squad instead. Kerwin Williams maybe is interesting. He's not going to be David Johnson, but I think against a team like this, they don't need.
No, because in terms Andre Ellington's going to get in terms of fantasy. There's no value there. I don't think.
No, I think Williams has.
Not like Arizona. It's not like the Arizona offense was producing a great running back. It was David Johnson who was.
I agree.
The value.
I think because they check down to the receiver a lot, Palmer. I do think there's some value with Williams. He can catch.
Yeah, but again, before David Johnson, they didn't have anything. When Carson Palmer's first year in Arizona, so.
If you have David Johnson, I think you have to overpay for Williams in a fantasy league.
Well, I guess you have to because you're desperate. But
listen, David Johnson came out of the moon. They didn't even want him.
All right, so let's talk about that Arizona-Detroit game for a second. So, typical Detroit like last year with a nice little fourth quarter comeback.
We were too easy on Detroit. I sort of forgot about the 8 comebacks in the fourth quarter. Like, last year was a stupid miracle team, and I'm annoyed.
Too easy?
Like,
what do you mean? We thought our Lions fan thought they were going to go 4-12.
Yeah, but we were higher than Acker.
Well, we were higher than Acker, but I said they're a 6-10, 7-9 team. I haven't changed that. Arizona's just probably the same thing. I thought Arizona was going to win 9 to 10 games. I'm very wrong.
Yeah.
I said the only thing that would screw Arizona would be Carson Palmer's inevitable injury. Carson Palmer's injury might help this team.
I still think the Cardinals are going to go 8-8 because they are old as dirt. Their best player is already injured. It's going to be a problem.
Well, they have a gimme in week 2, so Arizona's going to win.
No, they're going to win.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, Tennessee at Jacksonville, a game that might actually be interesting now.
By the way, this is a really good game.
It's not a really good game. It's a competitive game. It's not a good game.
Yeah, it would be a very good game to watch. Yeah. I would definitely put this on with 3 teams.
Yeah, see, I would not. It sounds like, again, it will be a close game, but I don't think it's a particularly interesting game.
I would say the Jaguars being good would be a very fun story early in the league. In a league that there's no good story. There are no storylines in the NFL right now.
So the Jaguars have been the team.
Ratings come out in a couple hours. Yeah. They're gonna have
the Jaguars have won the offseason every year, and then every year they win 3 or 4 games.
But now their defense sort of sat together for a year. The problem is Bortles
gets worse. Yeah, but this year they lost the offseason so dramatically just because Bortles was so god-awful in the preseason.
Yeah.
But Houston and Tennessee both look bad in week 1 at home. Tennessee, I've not been high on them. Losing to Oakland is not the worst thing in the world. Maybe Oakland's a bit better than we thought. Maybe
this is a bad loss if they lose this week. I mean, maybe the Jaguars are better than we thought, but this would be a real bad
Tennessee's
loss.
Favored going into Jacksonville, despite
I had it at 1, I think. What is it, 1?
It is 1. No, you guessed it at 2.5. It is 1.
I'm lying.
If you re-guess now, you'll win. I beat you on this one. I guess it is a pick'em. So I was 1 point off. You were 1.5 points off. I don't know. The reason I have a pick'em is this is a really tough game because I don't know what to believe from either team. I don't believe what I saw in week 1 from Jacksonville.
I mean, the Jaguars are out of receivers. I was high on Allen Robinson. I even drafted him.
That's a big problem because Blake Bortles.
Robinson and Westbrook, who would have played every down, is on the IR. Both those guys are out. Now it's Hearns and a bunch of waiver wires.
Lee
is
still
not ideal.
Better than Hearns, but yeah.
Yeah, Lee, that's true. Lee's okay. Aurelius Ben has been in the league, but it's not ideal. Yeah. They don't have guys who can get open.
Yeah.
The thing with receivers is you could either get open or you can't. And there's 65 guys who can get open and no one else can get open. Yeah.
And by the way, everybody's excited about Leonard Fournette.
No, he wasn't great.
Fournette wasn't great. I mean, he touched the ball a million times, so that's because they're winning by so much. He was a solid possession running back.
Great.
But
and I'm down on all these SEC running backs. If these SEC running backs were good, then they wouldn't have to draft Fournette because Yeldon would have been good, and obviously Trent Richardson. I don't know. I'm down on all these guys.
Yeah. All right. So Tennessee at Jacksonville. Who are you picking to win this game?
Tennessee at Jacksonville. I'm going to go Tennessee by 1 point.
I was going to go Tennessee also. So okay, no disagreement there. All right, Philly at KC, the Andy Reid Bowl. Two teams that looked very impressive in road victories in week 1. 538 says right now the Chiefs are the favorite to win the Super Bowl. Let's hold our horses a little bit. All right. Look, you got Kareem Hunt in our fantasy draft and legal league, so you're patting yourself on the back. Basically, anybody who got him won whatever they were in this week. But Kansas City, to me, is I need to see a little bit more before I'm convinced that this is a real contender. And it's the same for Philly, honestly.
Yeah.
I think both of these teams are probably about 10 and 6 teams, maybe. 9 and 7, 10 and 6. Playoff teams, mm-hmm. but not much more than that. But I think Kansas City is going to blow out Philadelphia this week. And I think that they're going to get even more hype.
They're going to blow the doors off the Eagles. I agree.
I still think there's another side coming. I don't think Kansas City's that good. But, I think I don't know. I don't really buy either one of these teams, but I buy Philly less. So, all right. So we agree on Kansas City. All right. Nothing to say there. All right. New England at New Orleans. Obviously, we don't know about the Saints yet. Are they, are they a 9-7 team? Are they a 4-12 team? We don't know. But the Patriots are going to destroy them, right?
Yeah. I think Brady's going to throw for 6 touchdowns.
The Patriots defense did not. But the Patriots defense looked so bad that this game could be 45-44.
The Patriots are going to move the ball like you've never seen before, I think.
But the Saints might do the same.
I don't think they will.
By the way, this is a 40-year-old quarterback and a 39-year-old quarterback. So, kind of incredible.
Drugs are recovery sweatpants are great. Brady's going to throw for 400 yards and 6 touchdowns. This is going to be a real FU game.
Okay. All right. FU against New Orleans. What does he have against New Orleans?
Not the Saints in particular.
Yeah. All right. Vikings at Steelers. Again, we don't know what to say about the Vikings yet. Steelers did not look very impressive. I mean, they beat the Browns. They got the job done. Did not look very impressive doing it. The spread is 7 right now. I guess I would take the Vikings to cover that, but I'm going to take Pittsburgh to win. But we can't comment on the Vikings yet. So,
no. It's the Monday night teams are rough.
I mean, the Vikings offensive line might be just as bad. The Vikings offense might be terrible.
The Vikings lines were so bad last year that you thought, like, that should be their only priority. And the Seahawks did not improve their line yesterday, which scares me for the Vikings line today. Like, I need to see.
Well, what about this? Are you nervous about the fact that the Vikings five starting offensive linemen have not played a single down together ever, no, including in the preseason?
If they were good, I wouldn't be so nervous. It's not ideal, but that's not ideal. Good, I wouldn't be nervous. The problem is they're bad.
Yeah, exactly. All right, yeah. So Steelers going to win this game, and we'll wait to see tonight before we have more opinions. All right, Chicago at Tampa Bay. So Chicago should have beaten the Falcons.
Yeah,
I don't know if you saw that, but there was a drop on...
It was really the revelation of the day. You know.
Yeah. By the way, another relative of ours. DeAndre Levy and Tariq Cohen, yeah. So, I mean, here's the thing. Whatever you want to say about Mike Glennon, this is the glorious return of Mike Glennon to Tampa Bay.
There's no love.
But he did enough. They were on the goal line. They had a chance to win. He threw a pass. It was dropped. The Falcons did not deserve to win the game. We'll get to the Falcons in a second. But Chicago, maybe not. I mean, I said the Bears were going to be the last team to win a game. I have them starting like 0-9 or 0-10. Maybe I'm wrong about that. But Tampa, if Tampa's anything close to what they think they are this year, and Tampa's the Tennessee of the NFC, you know, the team that everybody's hyping up, you have an extra week to prepare with your week one bye. You better beat the Bears, 34-12.
I agree. I think this game's going to be close. I think, yes, if Tampa is an 11-5 team, of course they have to beat the Bears. But maybe the Bears' defense looked pretty frisky yesterday. Glennon isn't good, but he is very Sam Bradford-ish, right? He can complete short passes. I do think Trubisky's going to be playing by week 5 or 6 if they keep losing.
Yeah, and by the way, I don't know if the Bears' defense was good or if it's just...
This game's in Chicago?
No, this is in Tampa.
In Tampa, oh.
Yeah.
I'm going to go off the reservation and pick the Bears to win this game.
Oh, anyways...
Yeah, so I'm going to pick the Bears to win this game.
Oh, wow. Okay, so
yeah,
Bears
I like
going
what I saw
in Tampa.
From the Bears this week.
Yeah, all right. I do not have the balls that you have.
I mean, it's going to be a mess this week for Tampa. They got, like, they got to come back from the hurricane, and who knows what's going on there.
Yeah, well, maybe that was part of Houston's problem, so maybe you got something there. All right, Miami at the Chargers. Again, we haven't seen either of these teams play, so it's weird to be discussing their week 2 game when neither one's played a game yet, which is why the line is Chargers by 3, which everybody's just sort of shrugging and saying, yeah, who knows what the hell to expect.
Yeah. Chargers by 10. They're going to win by 10.
I have to assume they're going to win. I think they'll lose a close game to Denver this week, and then I think they'll win next week. And again, Jay Cutler doesn't care.
People are really inching up on the Chargers. One of the CBS guys predicted them to make the Super Bowl.
What? Yeah. What?
One of the CBS football guys the Super Bowl.
That is the most ridiculous.
They become a very late trendy pick. No one was picking them the whole preseason, and now people are really moving up on them.
Yeah. All right. Well, I want to see what they
do. I mean, like our Chargers guest said, like at full strength, they have maybe the best receiving core in the league. Like, there's something going on there.
Tyrell Williams and Keenan Allen the best receivers in the league all of a sudden? No.
Well, no, I'm saying at full strength, if they had Mike Williams too.
Okay, but they don't have Mike Williams, first of all.
Right.
Yeah, and let's see Keenan Allen play 5 games in a row without suffering some massive injury. All right, okay, so we're both the Chargers winning there. Jets at Oakland. Oakland's going to win, nothing to say. Dallas at Denver.
No, Oakland, I can't remember a game where a team has less of a chance to win than the Jets do in Oakland. So I do want to talk about the Bowles is my least favorite coach in any sport ever at this point.
Oh!
And he's so conservative. So the Jets were down 9 points with 4 minutes to go, and they had a 4th-and-8 from their own 44. Right? Can you make an argument for punting down 9 with 4 minutes to go?
Not when your team is going to go 1-15 anyhow.
4th-and-8 is a 42% proposition. It's not like an 8% proposition.
No, not with the Jets offense.
I understand. Well, obviously, it's an indictment. But then you're just saying to your team, hey, you guys suck. Sorry. We trust the defense, not the offense. Bowles said today he doesn't regret it. Bowles is the same guy who didn't go for 2 up 12 last year and said, I wasn't looking at the score. And then when the Jets only won by 6 and almost lost. He's clueless. He doesn't learn from his mistakes, which is the problem. That's what both beat writers said today, and I thought it was very true. Like, he makes a mistake, and when he made it the first time last year, I remember saying to Harold, like, maybe when he didn't go for 2, like, okay, maybe now we'll pay more attention to the clock and to game management. And he's just gotten worse at it. So it's really frightening. I hate him, and the Raiders are going to shut the Jets out. The Raiders are going to win 34-0.
34-0. All right. What would the line be to get you to bet on the Jets on this game? If it was 19?
Yeah, if it was 19, I'd at least have to think about it.
All right. Yeah, obviously picking Oakland. Nothing to discuss here. All right, Dallas at Denver. We don't know what Denver's going to do yet. I thought Denver would be favored in this game. I was wrong. Dallas is favored in Denver by 1.5.
No, Dallas always gets a couple extra points. I think I picked Dallas to be favored.
Yeah, you guessed it as pick 'em.
But you actually won. You were closest. Okay. Yeah. I mean, look, Dallas was very impressive last night, unless Eli was just, you know, terrible.
No, that's impressive. That's impressive.
Yeah.
Defense was impressive. The offense was fine.
Their offense didn't do much, but the Giants, you know, the Giants have a decent defense. Denver has a better
We need to see Denver. We need to see Denver. Like, we're predicting Denver two games out, similar to the other
three. All right, well, but we got to make a prediction right now. I'm going to say Denver's going to win this game. I don't see Dallas.
In Denver, I agree. Very low scoring, yeah. I think. I think 17-14.
All right. Washington at the Rams. The Rams just benefited from playing the Colts. So.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Rams coach knows the Redskins players so well. I think, listen, I'm not marrying the Rams, but they're winning this game. 24-14.
Wow. So then they're, I mean,
I still
everybody's
think sucked. But maybe their coach is such a genius, he could, like, make him look league average for a few years.
Oh, everybody loves their coach after yesterday, that's for sure. And again, I think it's just like, look at the competition.
I agree.
What's going on in Washington? Is Jay Gruden getting fired?
No. I mean, not yet. Maybe if they go 5-11, but I don't think that's happening.
Well, I don't know. You have them losing a. All right. This is a tough one. Washington at the Rams. I don't see the Rams starting. Well, you know what? I'm really not. I'll say Washington so we have a disagreement. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but Washington, you know, disappointing loss in week one. All right. So I'll say Washington. That's our third disagreement, which means we're guaranteed to not tie this week unless we disagree on one of the final three. San Francisco at Seattle. Seattle's going to win. Nothing to say, right?
Yeah.
Green Bay at Atlanta. Again, Atlanta, this is kind of what I expected from Atlanta. They're not going to repeat the magical year of a year before. Their offense looked much worse. You know, the defense was more or less fine, but they're playing the Bears, so hard to gauge. Green Bay, I think they're going to go into Atlanta and win.
I mean, the Packers were my Super Bowl champion, right? I'm rolling with them. The Falcons didn't look great week one. 24-23. The Packers beat the Falcons. I'm not over the Falcons yet. The Falcons are still going to be heard from before the end of the year, but right now I think it's the Packers league.
Yeah. At least. All right, I'm going to take the Falcons, actually. I want another disagreement with you.
Okay.
I'll take the Falcons. I want the Falcons to win. You know, obviously I don't want to see the Packers win ever, but I'm picking Atlanta with zero confidence. I'm fully expecting to be wrong on this game.
Okay.
And then our Monday Nighter is
a
game that seems really awful.
It's a really good game.
Oh, that's a great game, but the Monday night game is terrible. Detroit at the Giants.
You know, if both teams won week one, it's not an awful game. And the Giants have...
Well, if the Giants had gone into Dallas...
I think there's a lot of interest in the Giants this week. Like, if they lose, it's a nightmare, I think. It's a big problem for McAdoo.
Yeah. By the way, did you see McAdoo's new hairstyle with the Pat Riley, the slickback? What
great.
Is he doing?
Not
great. What is he doing? He should.
Yeah, the Giants at home... This is going to come down to like a field goal. I'm going to go with the home team, 20-17.
Yeah, it should not come down to a field goal. The Lions are a garbage team. I don't care what they did yesterday. The Giants are going to win this game easily.
Okay. Don't think Kenny Galladay is swinging games yet?
I mean, did you see his second touchdown catch? That was incredible.
We were like looking at the roster for some league thing recently, and you're like, I've never heard of Kenny Galladay. Like, why is he owned by like 20% of leagues? Now you know.
Yeah, I guess so.
The Marvin Jones era is over.
Yeah, so look, if Detroit wins again, I'll admit that I was wrong. But for now, I'm taking the Giants in week two. And that's the end of this podcast. We're a little bit rusty. You know, we haven't done these weekly podcasts in a while.
I know. It's like guys who run the ultra marathons and then they try and one run. They go quality over quantity and maybe it's not there. Who knows?
Yeah. All right, Keith. I will talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
So they can kiss
better watch out. Everyone's got faces no one sees. I guess I didn't know you. Get your way.